ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथनितं तं सजीवं साधयितं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरूभस्य कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टके। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड प्रह्लाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। एकदा सुर राजपुत्रम अंकम आरप पांडव पपरच्छ कथतम वत्स मन्नते साधु जद्भवन। एकदा सुर राजपुत्रम अंकमारप पांडवा पपरच्छ कथताम वत्स मन्नते साधु यद्भवन। एकदा सुर राजपुत्रम अंकमारप पांडवा पपरच्छ कथताम वत्स मन्नते साधु जद्भवान। ladies. Once upon a time, Asura Rat, the emperor of the Asuras, Putram, his son, Ankam, on the lap, Arapya, placing, Pandava, O Maharaj Yudhishthir, Papuracha, inquired, Kathatam, let it be told. Vatsa, my dear son, Mannate, considers. Sadhu, the best, yet that which Bhavan, your good self. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. My dear King Yudhishthira, once upon a time, the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu, took his son Prahlad on his lap and very affectionately inquired, my dear son, please let me know what you think is the best of all the subjects you have studied from your teachers. Please repeat, my dear King Yudhishthira, once upon a time, the king of the demons, Hiranyakashipu took his son Prahlad on his lap and very affectionately inquired, my dear son, please let me know what you think is the best of all the subjects you have studied from your teachers. Purport. Hiranyakashipu did not ask his young son anything that would be very difficult for him to answer. Instead, he gave the boy a chance to speak plainly about whatever he thought might be best. Prahlad Maharaj, of course, being a perfect devotee, knew everything and could say what the best part of life is. In the Vedas it is said, Jasmin vigyate sarvam evam vigyatam bhavati. If one properly understands God, he can understand any subject matter very nicely. Sometimes we have to challenge weak scientists and philosophers, but by the grace of Krishna, we emerge successful. It is impossible, practically speaking, for ordinary men to challenge scientists or philosophers concerning genuine knowledge. But a devotee can challenge them because the best of everything is known to a devotee by the grace of Krishna. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Tesam evanukamparta mahong jnana jamtamaha nasvami atma bhavasta jnana deepena bhasata. Krishna, who is situated in the core of everyone's heart as a super soul, dissipates all the ignorance from the heart of a devotee. As a special favor, he enlightens the devotee with all knowledge by putting before him the torch of light. Prahlad Maharaj, therefore, knew the best of knowledge, and when his father inquired from him, Prahlad gave him that knowledge. Prahlad Maharaj was able to solve the most difficult parts of problems because of his advanced Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he replied as follows. Mukam karati vachalam pangul langhaita giring jat kripa tamam bande sri guru dinatharinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya saram namo seventh canto is completely dedicated for Lord Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj. So generally, we speak different subject matters on Srimad Bhagavatam. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to stay in Jagannath Puri, he used to go to the place of Gadadhar Pandit in Tota Gopinath. And Tota Gopinath temple is a beautiful place where Gadadhar Pandit used to serve Gopinath. And Mahaprabhu used to go to hear from him about Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu, when he requested Gadadhar Pandit to talk about Srimad Bhagavatam, Gadadhar Pandit used to ask, "What subject matter you like to hear?" So Mahaprabhu used to say that, "Please narrate the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj." So Prahlad Maharaj is a very unique character in Srimad Bhagavatam, and his life establishes different unique principles of devotional service. Because Prahlad Maharaj was born from the womb of a mother who was a demon, wife of Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu was a demon and his wife was Kayadu. By the arrangement of Krishna, when Kayadu and Hiranyakashipu were in the sexual intercourse, Hiranyakashipu was thinking of Narayan. And because of the remembrance of Narayan, Prahlad Maharaj appeared in the womb of Kayadu. By this, we can understand devotional service or the life of a devotee does not depend on birth. First principle. Anybody can be a devotee of the Lord. Kiba vipra kiba nasi sudra kene noy jai krishna tattva vetta sei guru hai. Mahaprabhu established the same principle that anybody can be a devotee of the Lord. And how anybody can be a devotee of the Lord? By the grace of a devotee. Prahlad Maharaj became a devotee because while Kayadu was conceiving Prahlad Maharaj in the womb, the demigod thought that Hiranyakashipu is creating so much disturbance. So if another personality comes out, then he will create more trouble. So better to kill him. So Kayadu was kidnapped, but Narad Muni told the demigods that the son who will be born from the womb of Kayadu is not a demon. He is a pure devotee of the Lord, so don't disturb. So Narad Muni took charge of Kayadu. Although Narad Muni was a brahmachari and she was a lady, for higher purpose certain things can be established, but we should not imitate that. What Narad Muni can do, ordinary brahmachari cannot do that. Somebody may be inspired to take charge of different ladies, so we should not do that. But for a higher principle, Narad Muni took the charge of Kayadu because he knew that Prahlad Maharaj is a pure devotee of the Lord. And Prahlad Maharaj's devotional service started in the womb. Education, because we talk about education today, knowledge. Prahlad Maharaj's education started, his school started in the womb. Nowadays in Kali Yuga, the parents are very conscious when to send the children to the school. And they plan whenever he is in the womb. But they send to the school for not good purpose, for material education. But spiritual education can begin in the womb. So devotional service can happen in any family. And devotional service does not depend on age. How to talk about age? Before age begins, you can start your devotional service. Because you can start your devotional service in the womb. And Prahlad Maharaj knew everything about devotional service while he was in the womb, because Narad Muni used to instruct Kayadu about devotional service. So he learned everything. And because of that, Hiranyakashipu was very surprised that his teachers are demoniac teachers and Prahlad Maharaj should learn the material education. But you'll know further when the chapter progresses, the answer Prahlad Maharaj gave, Hiranyakashipu could not understand where from he is learning all this. And this is surprising for everyone also, because in his childhood nobody taught him devotional service. He was in Gurukul, that a demoniac Gurukul. All the teachers are demons, Sanda Amarka, they never talked about devotional service. So how he learned this process of devotional service? And he accepted also initiation and guru while he was in the womb. Narad Muni was the guru. So here in this verse today, Prabhupada is explaining that if one properly understands God, he can understand any subject matter very nicely. Because that intelligence is given by Krishna. Mundane intelligence and spiritual intelligence. Je jathamang prapadyante tang tathaiva bhajam moham. Accordingly, Krishna gives us intelligence depending on our surrender. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi jagamtam janamam upajantite. When someone is engaged in the devotional service all the time, satata yuktanam, not 2 hours a day, 1 hour a day, satata, all the time, continuous. Continuity is very important in devotional service. Everything should be steady. And who can be engaged in continuous devotional service? When we achieve the level of Nishta Bhakti. And Nishta Bhakti means steady devotional service. And how we can be steady? When we are free from unwanted desire, anartha. So as long as anartha will be there, it's very difficult to maintain steadiness in devotional service. Month of Kartik, very steady. After Kartik is over, unsteady. Then again, month of Vaisak, steady. Like that. Pandav Nirjala Ekadesi, whole night. Next day, whole day sleep. So very unsteady we are. So it's called unsteady devotional service. Why? Because we have material desires. And material desires are like waves in the ocean. So waves sometimes up, sometimes down. Sometimes up, sometimes down. In the same way, our devotional service is also like that. Sometimes utsahamai, very enthusiastic. Then ghanatarala, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Why it happens? Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur explains, because we have so many desires. So as long as material desires will be there in the heart, it is very, very difficult to maintain the steadiness. We always plan, but we cannot maintain the plan because of the desires. We may think from tomorrow, every day, 3 o'clock, we'll get up. Right, we plan, different things we plan. Before Darshanarati, japa should be complete. Before Mangalarati, japa should, different plans we make in our devotional service. But these plans we cannot maintain. And we cannot maintain also, because we have the problem of material desires. So therefore, instead of making plan, we should make plan how to get rid of this material desires. That should be the focus. And material desires cannot be taken out from the heart unless and until we develop the taste in the chanting of the holy name, and we develop taste in chanting and hearing about the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So unless we get higher taste, we cannot give up the lower taste. So we have some taste in material existence, right? Otherwise, how we can continue so long, life after life, we are continuing our journey. Unless something is there, some taste is there, it's very difficult to continue the journey. In the same way, in order to continue our spiritual journey, we should develop some taste. Otherwise, it's very difficult to continue the journey. But the taste will come when we go through the process of material detachment, it's painful. Withdrawing the senses from the sense object is painful. But unless and until we go through that pain, it is very difficult to experience the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Example is given, when we have some disease and that need operation. If we have the fear of going through the pain of operation, then we cannot experience the healthy life. Right or wrong? So therefore, in order to have a healthy life, we have to go through the pain of operation. In the same way, we are having some disease. It's called Bhava Rog. We have the disease. And that disease has to be cured by a doctor. And Guru is the doctor. And we have to give the freedom to Guru to start the operation, na? We have to start the operation. And that ISKCON is the operation theater. Doctor is available, we are also available, but we have to allow the doctor to perform the operation. We have to allow the Guru to perform. If Guru is not allowed to perform, then how we can advance in Krishna consciousness? So I was hearing that Hiranyakashipu and Prahlad Maharaj, that this is also related to operation. I was hearing a story that in Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Mumbai, there is a picture outside of the operation theater, the picture of Hiranyakashipu and Nrisimhadev. And people get scared. So they, some people asked, what is this? This is original operation. So, and what was the result? That operation was successful and patient got liberation. So that is first operation theater. So everywhere operation has to continue unless you allow. Even if Hiranyakashipu did not allow Nrisimhadev to do the operation, somehow or other, Nrisimhadev was very merciful because of the mercy of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj's father was forcefully operated, right? And he got liberation. But that may not be the case all the time. So when Krishna comes directly, there is some special mercy flows. When Prabhupada came, special mercy flows. But normal procedure should be that we should allow the operation to take place. And that is painful. And when we go through that pain of austerity, austerity means what? Austerity is very simple. Austerity, renunciation is not changing the dress. Austerity and renunciation means withdrawing the senses from the sense objects. That is called renunciation. And engaging the senses in the service of the Lord, that is called devotional service. Very simple philosophy. What is renunciation? Renunciation means withdrawing the senses from the sense objects. And what is bhakti? Bhakti is to engage their senses, Rishikena Rishikesha, Sevanang Bhakti Ruchyate. Rupa Goswami is telling that when you engage that sense in the service of the Lord, that is called devotional service. Very simple process, but painful process. But when you go through that pain of withdrawing the senses and engaging the senses in the service of the Lord, in due course we experience the happy, healthy, blissful spiritual life. Then renunciation will not be a pain. Renunciation will be a bliss. So, in order to experience the bliss of renunciation, in order to experience the bliss of devotional service, we have to go through the initial stage of pain of sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is painful. Bhava bhakti, prema bhakti is blissful. But unless we go through the pain of sadhana bhakti, we cannot experience the pain of, experience the bliss of prema bhakti. But we always think one day we'll wake up in the morning, we'll experience prema bhakti. That does not happen. We have to go through the process. Sadhana bhakti teke hai roti rudai, roti garo haile prem nam kai. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that through the process of sadhana bhakti, bhava manifests, and when bhava takes the condensed form, that becomes prema bhakti. So Prabhupada is telling, who understands Krishna, he can understand any subject matter very nicely. And he is giving the example of philosopher and scientist. Prabhupada said, I came into this world for primarily for two purposes. One is to write the books, and second is to defeat the scientist. That was the mission of Prabhupada. Because in Kali Yuga, scientists are God. And Prabhupada came to establish real God. So in order to establish real God, he has to defeat the fake God. That's why he was very strong against the science. Some people think, why he spoke so much against scientists? Because that was his mission. He appeared on this planet is to defeat the scientist. And Prabhupada said, I don't know any so much intricacy of the science, why I challenge the scientist? And I became successful. He is not talking about him, he is telling the devotees emerge successful. Why? Because Krishna gives the intelligence. And he is quoting the verse, Tesham evanukampartam ahom ajnana jamtamaha nasvami atma bhavasto jnana dipana vasata. And that knowledge and intelligence is given by Krishna from within. Divya jnan hide prakashita. That is the difference between material education, apara vidya, and para vidya, transcendental knowledge. Apara vidya or material education is about information. And spiritual education is meant for transformation. There's a difference. Spiritual knowledge gives transformation in the heart. But material knowledge only gives information. So we should not think we need guru just to get information. And I always quote that you don't have to go to anybody nowadays. You just go to Google and you'll get all the information. And Google is the maha big guru of the modern society, right? But it's a material guru. He can give only information. And that information cannot transform your heart. That is the problem. But spiritual knowledge is a transformation of the heart. And that knowledge cannot be accumulated by intelligence. It's beyond intelligence. That's why it's called transcendental. Transcendental means it's beyond material senses, mind and intelligence. That's why we need guru. People think, why we need guru? Because of this. That's why Krishna is telling that what is the process of getting spiritual knowledge. And he's talking about transcendental knowledge in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya upadekshantita jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. Who can give this knowledge? Who has realized that truth? Self-realized person can give spiritual knowledge. It's not that I don't know, how I can give spiritual knowledge. Who has realized the absolute truth? Self-realized person can give spiritual knowledge. And what is the process of receiving that knowledge? First is pranipatena, surrender, which we don't like to do. We like to get everything but not surrender. Why surrender? We don't like to surrender. Why you cannot surrender? Because we have big false ego. I know everything. If you know everything, then how you can know? Because everything you know, so nothing more to know. So that's why the quality of a disciple is to think that I don't know anything. As long as you think I know, the flow of spiritual knowledge will not begin. That is the quality. And the quality of spiritual education, first quality is humility. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavyasthane sunicheva sapakecha pandita samadarshina. Who is pandit? Who is in knowledge? Who sees everyone beyond body. As long as your knowledge is limited to the body, you cannot see things. That is ignorance. Body is ignorance, soul is knowledge. So when we can see soul, that means we are in knowledge. And if we cannot see soul, then we are in ignorance. You only see body, Indian body, American body, European body, male body, female body, dog body, cat body, so many bodies, unlimited varieties, 8,400,000 species of life. You can see the variety, but that is a material variety. And when you have knowledge based on these bodies, that is not knowledge, that is called ignorance. Because body is a matter, and matter is a source of ignorance. Matter does not have any knowledge. But soul is Sachidananda, is full of knowledge. So therefore, knowledge can come only from spiritual source. The source of knowledge is Krishna. Why Prabhupada is quoting very strongly, if somebody knows Krishna, he knows everything. So people become very surprised. How come no degree is needed? He will become engineer, he will become doctor, he will become this, that. So people get confused. Some people say, oh, if you know Krishna, then what is in my mind, you can know. If Krishna wants me to know, I can know. That Prabhupada used to say. Because Atma is one, but Paramatma is only one heart. If I have connection with Paramatma, then Paramatma is there in someone else's body. I have also Paramatma. So that Paramatma can connect with me also. So that connection, if it is established, so then we can know so many things. That's the point Prabhupada is making here. So it doesn't mean that he can say anything about, but if he wants to know, if Krishna wants to reveal things, Krishna can reveal anything or everything to a pure devotee of the Lord. That is very, very powerful. But pure devotees, they don't exhibit that. And Prabhupada did not exhibit that. Srimad Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada is explaining in the purport of the verse, Tesham Evana Kampartham, he is giving the example of Prakashananda Saraswati. While Mahaprabhu was in Varanasi, Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And according to Mayavad Sannyas system, you should study Vedanta. Because Vedanta is source of knowledge and that will help you to maintain your renunciation. So Prakashananda Saraswati said he is a sentimental person. Mahaprabhu was heavily criticized by Prakashananda Saraswati. So one follower of Mahaprabhu did not like the criticism of Prakashananda Saraswati. And he, in a very painful heart, he revealed that to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, Mahaprabhu, you are heavily criticized by Prakashananda Saraswati and his group because you are not following the principles of renunciation. You are not following the dharma of a sannyasi. The dharma of a sannyasi is to study Vedanta. You should be in knowledge. But you are like sentimental, you are only chanting and dancing in ecstasy. What is going on? So I want to arrange a meeting between you and Prakashananda Saraswati. So a meeting is arranged. So all the sannyasis are sitting in a high place. Mahaprabhu went and sat at the place where their lotus feet was washed. So you can win the whole world, Prabhupada is telling. You can win the whole world by humility. Prabhupada was giving a lecture. First class person, second class person, third class person, fourth class person. And one person got up and in a very angry mood. And Prabhupada was in a high Vaisasan and is giving lecture. He said, what do you think? Because you are in Vaisasan, you are in first class. Prabhupada said, I am not first class. What to talk about first class? I am not second class, third class or fourth class. I am fifth class. I am the servant of all the four classes. That should be the mood. And Prabhupada exhibited that mood. And Prabhupada applied that mood also in his personal life. So Mahaprabhu also had the same mood. Although he is the supreme personality of Godhead, when he went to the assembly of the Mayavadi sannyasis, he took a very humble seat. And that should be the model of a leader. Leaders should set the example. But in Kali Yuga, that kind of example is very rare. As soon as we become leader, we think we should be at the front. We should get the first place, where we claim our right. That is not the quality of a leader. Leader should show the example. but not taking the advantage of the position. Leadership is given to serve, not to take privilege. But in Kali Yuga, leadership is taken as a privilege. That's why all problems, we are facing problems in our society because leadership is taken as a privilege, not as a position to serve. Prabhupada was the founder Acharya of ISKCON. He said, I am under the GBC. That's the mood he created. Everybody is a servant. A leader is a bigger servant. He has more responsibility to serve more. That's why I see many leaders, they stand in the line to take Charanamrita, to take the mercy. But if you, oh, I am a leader, I am to be at the front, then you are not qualified to be a leader. But somebody can push you to give that, but you should not demand that. As soon as you start demanding, you lose your qualification as a leader. Respect should be given, not to be claimed. When people start claiming respect, when people start claiming leadership, then they fail to be a leader. So Mahaprabhu is exhibiting that. He just sat at the place. And then Pukasananda Saraswati felt very, he said, you are a sannyasi, please come and sit with us. Then Mahaprabhu reluctantly sat with them. And Pukasananda Saraswati asked, why you are not studying Vedanta? Why you are always chanting the holy name? Then Mahaprabhu said, what can I do? My guru told me that you are a fool. And you have no right to study Vedanta. Kesava Bharati, what's his guru in Gaya? Ishwarapuri told him that you are a fool, you don't have any right to study Vedanta. So he told, chant the holy name of the Lord. That's what you should do. So what can I do? And he said, Kiba Mantra Dila Gosai Kiba Tar Bol Jopita Jopita Mantra Korila Pagal. He said, what kind of mantra my guru gave, I don't understand. But whenever I chant, I become mad and I lose all my control. So what can I do? I always chant and dance because I don't know. I am out of control, man. Then he understood the position of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted all the Mayavadi sannyasis into a Vaishnava sannyasi. That was the power. And power came from what? Power came from transcendental knowledge and power came from humility. So that is the power. Power does not come from position. Power comes from transcendental knowledge and power comes from humility. More you become humble, more powerful you will become. Another example is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, so Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there, he had the same feeling. Oh, young sannyasi, 24 years old, beautiful looking, he'll be attracted to the opposite sex. How he can maintain sannyas life? Young sannyasi, beautiful looking. So he expressed his concern to Gopinath Acharya, his brother-in-law. He said, I want to do something for him. He said, what kind of sannyasi is he? So he took sannyas from Bharati Sampradaya. Oh, it's a second grade sannyasi. Bharati Sampradaya is second grade. There's a first grade, second, different grades of sannyasis are there. So Bharati Sampradaya is a second grade sannyasi. He said, he's from second grade. So, and he's also not studying Vedanta. How he can maintain? He's young, beautiful. He cannot maintain sannyas. So he told Mahaprabhu, I want to teach you Vedanta. He said, no problem. Mahaprabhu took a humble stand. He said, okay, you teach me Vedanta, you know me and you want to protect me, very nice. So Mahaprabhu took a humble stand and started the school, 7-day school, 7-day course, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started giving lecture on Vedanta Sutra. 7 days, he was continuously speaking. Bhagavad Sapta, not Bhagavad Sapta, Vedanta Sutra Sapta, 7 days. And 7 days, Mahaprabhu did not speak a single word. And after 7 days, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were confused, whether he is understanding or not understanding. So he asked Mahaprabhu, that you are understanding anything? So Mahaprabhu said, I am a fool, how can I understand your explanation? No, then he did not tell anything. Then Mahaprabhu revealed, I understood each and every sloka what you uttered, but I could not understand your explanation. So generally purport is given to make us understand better. But Mahaprabhu is telling, I can understand the sloka, but your purport is very difficult to understand. He said, why? Because your purport or explanation is covering the meaning of the sloka. Purport is meant to explain the sloka, but your Mayavad Bhashya, your commentary is covering the real meaning of Vedanta. That's your problem. Sarvabhari, what is talking? What kind of student I got? Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, please explain Atmaram verse. So Atmaram is very famous verse, always different explanation is given, Atmaram verse. So Sarvabhava Bhattacharya gave nine different meanings of Atmaram verse. Then Mahaprabhu was hearing that. Then after that, Mahaprabhu started explaining his Bhashya. Then Mahaprabhu gave 18 different meanings without touching any meaning of Sarvabhava Bhattacharya. 18 completely different meanings of Atmaram verse. And after hearing that, Sarvabhava Bhattacharya was very, very amazed and shocked. And he could realize that this Sri Krishna Chaitanya is not a sannyasi. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A sannyasi or human being cannot explain in this way. And he completely realized that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he completely surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave darshan of his Sarbhuj form. So in that way, Sarvabhava Bhattacharya surrendered. So sometimes devotee, they act like, oh, they don't know anything. They're like sentimental, chanting, dancing. But devotional service is the perfection of knowledge. Krishna is the source of all knowledge. If you know Krishna, Aung Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Prabhattate Iti Matta Vajante Vang Budha Bhava Samanita. Who is intelligent? Who knows Krishna is the source of everything. And by that he engages in devotional service. So that is the potency of devotional service. Whatever could not be achieved by many millions of lives in human form. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Ganamang Mampapadate Vasudeva Sarvamati Sa Mahatma Sudurleva. It's very rare to know Vasudeva Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But by the grace of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, as soon as you entered into ISKCON, you know, first meeting, Krishna is God. And who are you? You are not the body, you are the spirit soul. Jiva Swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. So whatever knowledge could not be obtained by many millions of lifetimes, Prabhupada is giving that knowledge without any cost, free education, in one session. First day in ISKCON, you'll understand who is God, who are you, and what's your relationship with God. That is the glory, and that is the contribution of Srila Prabhupada, and that is the history. Whatever history Prabhupada has created, nobody can do that. Very simple. Spiritual life is very simple, but you have to know. Prabhupada said, who is an expert? Expert person is that person who can explain the complex matter in a simple way. That is called acharya. That is called empowered preacher. Empowered preacher is that preacher who can explain the complex matter in a very simple way. And Prabhupada was the example how he could explain the most complex matters of Vedas in a very simple language so that everybody can understand. That's why Prabhupada is an historical acharya. Whatever Prabhupada could do, nobody in the history has done it, and nobody in the future can do that. That has been created, established by the mercy of Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So because Prabhupada was chosen, why Prabhupada could do that? Because Prabhupada was chosen, empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the previous acharyas and Krishna himself, so that what Prabhupada could do, others cannot do. So therefore, spiritual knowledge cannot be accumulated by our endeavor. Spiritual knowledge is awarded. And that revelation will come in our heart, more we surrender, more we become humble to the lotus feet of Krishna and his representative. More we become humble and surrendered, more it will be revealed. Time is up. I wanted to tell one more story, but time is up. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. So, question answer is not possible because time is already up. Okay, thank you very much for listening so attentively and tolerating me for so long. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.